KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a little bit of fog, about a mile and a half visibility, give or take. We look for fog in areas of low clouds this morning, otherwise partly cloudy today, and a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or give him a call at 712-764-6000. In local news, area news, Stewart police report that around 1:30 this morning, officers responded to the South Summit apartment complex located in the 600 block of Southwest 7th Street in Stewart for a reported shooting. Upon arrival, officers discovered a 17-year-old male suffering from a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to his leg. The juvenile male was transported by Stewart Rescue to Des Moines for treatment. It appears the shooting was accidental, and authorities say no names will be released due to the victim's age. Well, two men from Union County were arrested at around 10 p.m. Monday following a traffic stop on Highway 34 at Birch Avenue. The Adams County Sheriff's Office's Timothy Hansen of Creston was arrested for driving under suspension, no insurance, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession with the intent to deliver. And Ronnie Abel of Creston was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, along with possession with the intent to deliver. Both men were being held in the Adams County Jail. Red Oak police arrested four men Monday evening after police investigated a report of an injured male who had been involved in an assault in the 200 block of First Avenue. The men allegedly involved in the assault were 36-year-old Charles Kent Woodward Jr., 30-year-old Zane Michael Lamb, 35-year-old David Allen Menard, all of whom are from Red Oak. They were charged with disorderly conduct and were being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond each. Cody Dean Johnson of Corning was charged with disorderly conduct and was scheduled to be taken into custody for further evaluations. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak Police during the incident. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reported last night that 28-year-old Adam James McGill of Casey was arrested May 7th in Guthrie County on two Adair County warrants. The warrants charged McGill with violation of probation. His cash or surety bond was set at $4,000. 23-year-old Ashley Nicole Kelly of Des Moines was arrested May 9th at the Polk County Jail on an Adair County warrant for failure to serve jail time. She was brought back to the Adair County to serve the remainder of her court-ordered sentence. And 37-year-old Michael B. Crawl of Orient was issued a citation for OWI second offense on May the 11th. That was in connection with an accident that took place around 9:35 p.m. on April 5th, where a Chevy Impala struck a bridge. A deputy found Crawl out of the vehicle, resting up against the side of the bridge. The report said Crawl appeared to have bloodshot, watery eyes, was unsteady on his feet, and smelled of alcohol. There were also several open containers inside the vehicle, and Crawl told the deputy he had consumed 15 beers. He also appeared to have been injured, but consented to taking a preliminary breath test prior to being transported to the hospital. The results of the PBT were above .08. Crawl was transported to the Adair County Hospital by his parents, and at the hospital consented to giving a urine sample. The sample was sent to the DCI state lab and came back with a blood alcohol content, or BAC, of .188, or a little more than twice the legal limit for intoxication. A project to replace two bridges on Iowa Highway 25 south of Interstate 80, exit 86 in Adair County, will require closing the roadway to traffic beginning Tuesday, May 29th, and lasting until late November of this year, weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office. The first bridge being replaced is over the Middle River, 1.2 miles south of I-80. The second bridge is being replaced over North Turkey Creek, 4.6 miles south of I-80. During the closure, traffic will be detoured around the work zone using Iowa Highway 92, Adair County Road P-28, and Interstate 80. The Iowa DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are double in work zones. As always, you should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and of course, wear your seatbelt. In our funeral announcements, Gaylord Ivan Johnson, age 99, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gaylord Johnson will be today at 10:30 at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Doris Newell, age 91, of Urbandale and formerly of Anita, died May the 8th. Funeral services for Doris Newell will be today at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Janice Thompson, age 78, of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Funeral services for Janice Thompson will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Dean Dixon, age 67, of Anita, died Saturday at his home. Memorial services for Dean Dixon will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Connie Harrington, age 64, of Harlan, died Sunday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Connie Harrington will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lucille Draymond, age 99, of Orient, died Sunday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Lucille Draymond will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Richard Dick Jenkins, age 86, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Story County Medical Center in Nevada. Funeral services for Dick Jenkins will be held June 6th at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour, brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes, and Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.